Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. My name is Rasmus Normägi, Head of Investor Relations and Treasury of Eesti Energia. Welcome, and thank you for joining Eesti Energia's 2022 first quarter financial results investor conference call. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. Should you have any questions, you may write them in the chat, or after the presentation, we are available for a question and answer session. I would now like to turn the conference over to Andre Avila, Chief Financial Officer of Eesti Energia. Please go ahead.
Dear investors and partners, my name is Andre Avila, CFO of Eesti Energia. I'm glad to welcome you on our conference call discussing Eesti Energia's financial results of the first quarter of 2022. I hope you had a chance to download the report and the investor presentation from our website. We will be also showing the slides on the screen as we go along. Starting from slide number three, we have provided an overview of some selected operational metrics. Continuing from last year, retail electricity sold in home markets of Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, and Finland exceeded those of Estonia, with the total retail electricity sales volumes increasing annually by 13% to 2.6 TWh. Sold gas quantities, however, decreased from 1 TWh to 0.8, which, given the high gas price environment, is not too surprising. Electricity production during the ended quarter increased due to generation from oil shale-based hybrid power plants due to high electricity price environment and demand in the regional power market for flexible power production, while the renewable part of the generation was basically at the same level of 0.4 TWh. As a result of higher flexible power production, the CO2 emissions were also higher compared to the same period of last year. Distributed volumes of the DSO network decreased by 6%. The main reason for lower distributed volumes was warmer weather, but we are also starting to see the effects of added solar capacities at historical consumer locations, thus lowering the distributed volumes in case of sunny weathers. Liquid fuel production quantities were lower in annual comparison due to this year's more extensive maintenance schedules in the first quarter. Turning to next slide number four. As a consequence of high electricity price environment, the sales revenues and EBITDA increased significantly compared to last year's same period. We have introduced a new definition of adjusted EBITDA, which in the first quarter amounted to 127.3 million euros, nearly 86 million euros lower than the unadjusted EBITDA. The adjusted EBITDA eliminates the non-monetary effect from temporary fluctuations in the fair value of long-term power purchase agreements, or so-called PPAs. The reason we have eliminated this effect is because according to IFRS 9 rules, hedge accounting framework is not possible to apply in this specific case, and therefore, the total portfolio of signed and contracted PPAs must be reevaluated according to the latest price curve data. The latest price curve data is not based on publicly available market price curves, as one would normally expect due to unavailability of very low liquidity of such publicly traded instruments for periods of 5 years and more into the future. While the electricity sold onwards to consumers based on the PPA contracts are for periods of up to 10 years. Therefore, the latest price curve data is in-house price data knowledge based on latest prices of electricity that has been sold from PPA contracts to the consumers. According to the IFRS 9 rules, the latest prices must be also applied to the already sold PPA quantities. We expect the EBITDA figure to remain subject to high volatility going onwards. In case the electricity price level should decline compared to Q1 this year, We cannot rule out significant negative effects on EBITDA figures in the future. Worth mentioning for the first quarter are also strong operating cash flows as generation units benefited from high electricity price environment, while a significant cost component, the CO2 emissions cost, occurs as a cash item usually in the fourth quarter, although being accounted for in the P&L statement. Also, there were temporary working capital effects related to gas deliveries, which impacted operating cash flows of Q1 this year positively. But this effect will be eliminated as the year moves ahead. On slide number 5, we will cover the electricity market. First quarter can be summed up as continuing high energy price environment, although prices declined slightly compared to the previous quarter. Still, year on year, Baltic electricity prices were around 2.5 times higher, and the spreads between different North Pool pricing regions widened, suggesting to insufficient interconnection capacities. Price spread between Estonia and Finland was at historical high in the first quarter, nearly 42 euros per megawatt hour, due to congestion in the interconnections owned by the transmission system operators. The increased price spreads are even more notable given no significant outages of the interconnections during the quarter, and taking into consideration the absence of stable operations of Olkiluoto 3 nuclear power plant unit in the amount of 1,600 megawatts. Latest estimate for regular electricity production at the new Olkiluoto facility is end of this year's September. Despite 120% rise in the price of CO2 emission allowances, the overall market price environment for the operations of Group's flexible hybrid power plants was favorable, as the variable costs of gas-fired power plants has increased significantly during the first 6 months, and the market is looking for cheaper production possibilities. The same story is also illustrated on the graph by the positive clean dark spread, an average sales price achieved by the subsidiary Enefit Power owning such flexible production assets. On slide 6, we have provided an overview of the oil markets. Oil market prices continued rising and have now increased nearly for 2 years in a row. As seen on the graph, the Q1 price increases were especially drastic as a result of Russia's war on Ukraine from 24th of February. At the same time, we have seen OPEC not increasing its production either as a result of unwillingness or low investments made during the COVID-19 pandemic period. Whatever the reason, the end result is higher oil price environment. Movements of Brent and fuel oil were comparable in the first quarter, both rising in annual comparison around 60%. Now let's move on to a financial overview of Group's results. So kindly turn to slide number 7. Both sales and EBITDA of the group increased, with electricity segment being the main driver on the back of high electricity market price environment. The EBITDA figure here shown is the unadjusted figure. When adjusting for PPA effect, the electricity segment EBITDA increase on annual basis was approximately 81 million euros lower at roughly 42 million euros, which is still a very decent result. DSO segment performance was hampered by lower distributed volumes and higher electricity purchase costs due to high price environment. Shale oil segment revenues and EBITDA declined due to lower production quantities as a result of significant maintenances this year and hedges made from lower price levels. The other products and services segment mostly benefited from gas sales, as gas prices were significantly higher compared to a year ago, affecting also revenues and profits in annual comparison, together with the effect from cash hedges running through the profit and loss statement. To cover the electricity segment, please turn to slide number 9. Sales revenues of the electricity segment rose by nearly 2.5 times from 148 to 364 million euros, mainly due to high price environment. Also, electricity sales quantities added spark by increasing nearly 13% annually, driven by good retail sales activity in all of our home markets, especially in Poland, Lithuania and Latvia. As seen in previous quarters, average electricity sales price achieved by the group increased, but to a lower extent compared to Nord Pool market prices, due to fixed price contracts on the retail portfolio. At the same time, prices achieved by controllable power units are higher compared to market's average price due to production aimed at peak hours. However, since retail sales quantities are larger than electricity generation quantities, the average electricity sales price of a group remains below market average. Electricity generation during the quarter increased by nearly a third to 1.7 terawatt hours due to demand for oil shale based hybrid power plants. Although wind conditions were favorable during the quarter, renewable electricity generation, which also includes electricity production from waste wood at hybrid power plants, was basically at the same level as a year ago, due to high biomass and waste wood market price environment, which decreased the usage of such fuels in our hybrid power plants. Moving to the next slide, electricity EBITDA development is shown. On this slide, we have once again used the adjusted EBITDA figure to show the impact from the before mentioned revaluation of PPA contracts, which is inside the other column. The only red column of the graph relates to fixed costs, as the internal cost division for mining is based on oil shale usage, which was higher for electricity production this year. This larger share of allocated costs is then again offset by larger revenues of the electricity segment. Although margin impact was plus 21 million euros positive, inside the column there are significant movements in both directions detailed in the first bullet of the graph. Large positive impact comes from high electricity prices, while the group also has to purchase electricity for its retail portfolio at market terms for market-based contracts, and this shows up in the significantly higher variable costs together with the CO costs for the flexible hybrid power units. All in all, the electricity segment's result was very strong. Carrying on to slide number 12, let's go over the distribution segment, which shows 6% lower volumes in the first quarter of this year compared to a year ago. Lower volumes can be traced back to warmer weather compared to last year's beginning of the year. High electricity price environment also motivated some of the customers to consume less electricity, as the average sales price increased mainly due to a larger share of fixed price component in the total revenues, which is a result of lower consumption volume at client premises. Also, from March 2022, new tariff packages were introduced, as a result of which average tariff increased by 3%. In June this year, a further 10% average tariff increase will take place, as already approved by the Competition Authority, due to 17% rise in the tariff of a transmission system operator. Turning to next slide, the overview of the distribution EBITDA has been provided, where the largest negative impact in annual comparison came from the costs related to network losses. Lower volumes affected EBITDA negatively by 2 million euros, while rise in fixed cost is traceable to maintenance costs due to more severe weather and the consequence, larger scale maintenance works. For the higher cost component of network losses, this will be included in the next tariff applications in the future. In Estonia, there are no set regulatory periods, therefore DSO can submit an application to the competition authority for the new tariff basically at any time. Next, let's move on to shale oil operations on slide 15. Although production and as a result sales quantities and revenue for this year first quarter fell due to different maintenance schedule compared to last year, we are still witnessing good demand for our liquid fuel products. This is portrayed by the premium received when comparing the average shale oil sales price to market price of heavy fuel oil. Moving on to next slide, the columns that pop up are margin impact, gain on derivatives and other. All those columns relate to market price development and hedges, but from different angles. Margin impact shows the impact of higher market prices, which due to hedging activity should be looked together with the gain on derivatives column. This year's hedges were made in 2020 and 2021 from lower price levels with an average price around 300 euros per ton for fuel oil and 340 euros per ton for gasoline fraction of a production. Compare those prices to current market prices of 500 euros per ton and the result is the column gain on derivatives on annual comparison basis. The other column includes the change in the value of unrealized gain of derivative instruments in annual comparison to last year's first quarter, when there were negative impacts in the amount of 9 million euros to the market value of hedges that are no longer affecting P&L statement due to implementation of hedge accounting framework from the beginning of this year. On slide 17, we will cover other products and services. The main impact here came from gas sales that were largely affected by market price-based contracts that were covered through inventories purchased last year before the heating season, which is a natural course of gas business. This year, the effect of purchased lower price gas came in with leverage as the gas prices started rising significantly from last year, September-October. Also, the gas EBITDA benefited from derivative instrument effects, but in broad terms, the gas segment showed strong organic performance during this year's first quarter. Heat EBITDA declined mostly due to smaller sales volumes, as warmer weather than last year declined demand for district heating services, while increased CO2 market prices further pressured Heat's earnings. On next slide, we have provided a comparison of 2021 EBITDA and operating cash flows. 2022. Operating cash flows were nearly 59 million stronger due to working capital and CO2 impacts, which were offset by the derivative effects mainly related to before mentioned non-monetary revaluation of PPA contracts. As here on this graph, the bridge is shown between operating cash flows and EBITDA, not adjusted EBITDA. CO2 positive impact came mainly from CO2 related provisions posted in the income statement, while the actual purchase for cash happens usually at the end of the year, thus a positive effect for the quarterly cash flow. Changes in the working capital are mostly related to gas deliveries, which have payment dates after quarter end, thus affecting the cash flows positively for the first period at hand. Moving onwards to next slide, we have compared the first quarter operating cash flows from 2022 to 2021. The main factors are the same as on the last slide. In addition, the stronger EBITDA, which should be looked together with the column of derivative instruments, as this column includes the much mentioned non-monetary reevaluation of PPA contracts. When adjusting both columns, then the net effect from stronger EBITDA was around 45 million euros. To cover the CapEx overview, let's turn to slide 20. Investments during the quarter increased from 32 to 59 million euros, mainly due to increased investments to a different development projects, led by the new renewable asset developments in Lithuania, Finland and Estonia, and also the new Enefit 280 chemical plant. One of the main receivers of investments is still the distribution network, to which 21 million euros was invested. From this amount, 14.3 million euros went to improving connections that will enable to add more solar production units to the network. By the end of the quarter, 405 megawatts of solar capacities were connected to a distribution network, compared to Estonian peak demand of around 800 to 1000 megawatts currently in the month of May. During the first quarter, final investment decisions were made regarding a 21 megawatt wind park in Estonia and a 6 megawatt solar park in Poland. Both of those projects are expected to be commissioned during next year. Turning to slide number 21, an overview of the group's liquidity position is provided. At the end of the first quarter of 2022, group's cash position amounted to nearly 306 million euros and have sufficient liquidity buffers considering the volatility of the energy markets and upcoming investment commitments. On slide 22, there is an overview of the group's leverage ratios and debt repayment profile. On the back of strong operating cash flows and EBITDA and successful IPO of a minority listing of Enefit Green in October last year, the net debt to EBITDA ratio of the group has declined to 1.3 times. The net debt to EBITDA ratio using the adjusted EBITDA metrics is 2.0. The decrease in net debt to EBITDA metric also on an adjusted EBITDA basis has been to some extent unexpected, but clearly shows the volatility of the operational environment and company's performance during the first quarter. As was the case 2 months ago, for the upcoming quarters, we expect the net debt EBITDA ratio to increase as the group continues the execution of its investment pipeline. The group's credit ratings remain unchanged compared to previous investor call. BBB- from Standard & Poor's and Baa3 from Moody's. Eesti Energia's financial policy is aimed at maintaining investment grade rating and net debt to EBITDA long-term target of 3.5 times. Turning to the 2022 outlook on slide number 23, the management of the group expects growth in sales revenues, EBITDA and investments. Growth in the group's sales revenue is expected mostly from high electricity market price and volumes. Expected EBITDA is now expected to increase compared to decrease expectations 2 months ago due to strong first quarter performance. Investments are expected to grow from the levels of 2021, with increase expected from renewable energy developments and the construction of the chemical plant. To conclude today's presentation, please turn to the last slide, slide number 24. group's performance in the first quarter of 2022 resulted in a record first quarter turnover of above 370 million euros. Nearly half from last year's total revenue on the back of high electricity price environment, despite increased volatility in the daily prices of electricity. Electricity segment was the clear driver of the results, with distribution and shale oil operations suffering both from effects of lower sales quantities, but of course for different reasons. The first quarter results were significantly impacted by non-monetary revaluation of PPA contracts, and therefore we have introduced the terms adjusted EBITDA and also adjusted net profit. Both showed significant improvements from last year's levels. At the end of April, the annual general meeting also confirmed the net dividend payout to the sole shareholder in the amount of 46.7 million euros. The group is expected to pay total dividends in the amount of 55.7 million euros during this year, which also includes the Tallinn Stock Exchange listed majority owned by Enefit Green, dividends payable to its minority shareholders in the remaining amount of 9 million euros. Overall, the group's management assesses the group to be well balanced for current highly volatile environment due to group's diverse asset structure.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we will begin the question and answer session. If anyone wishes to ask a question, please use the raise hand feature or write a question to the chat. Thank you. Seems that there are no questions at this moment, so we would like to thank you for listening, and let's see you again at the beginning of May when we present our 2022 second quarter results. Thank you all.